The Czech center in the Dutch capital, The Hague, has been promoting all things Czech since 1994. Last year, more than 60,000 people approached the center or took part in one of their events. But the economic crisis has put the organization in a difficult situation, as the Czech foreign ministry is planning to cut around one-third of its budget. Jan Richter spoke to the head of Czech Center in The Hague, Petra Princová, and asked her how they are coping with the current situation.
We were forced to adapt our program to the new financial situation, which is not better than the last years. So we have to cooperate more with organizations which are local and with a lot of partners who has some own resources. Of course, we have our own things as well. It's films, it's music, it's exhibitions. At the moment, there is a big success exhibition of Veronika Richterová in her homage for the plastic. There is a new concert series started in January, last week actually, which will be continuing the whole year. And it's a cooperation with a number of Dutch conservatories, where also some Czech young musicians are active.
You mentioned budget cuts. Is it more difficult in the new situation to stand out among, I suppose, most countries of the European Union have their cultural centers and representation in the Netherlands as anywhere else? Is it difficult to get the attention when everybody else is trying to do the same thing?
Well, it's as difficult as ever, because there is a number of cultural institutions of other countries, but all of them have the same problems as we have. It's more like that we are forced to look for other ways to put our program together and another kind of projects. And the positive side of it is that everybody is more ready to cooperate in the situation that you have lack of money yourself. You're more willing usually to accept partners. So this is one of the very few positive effects of the budget cuts.
Now, I saw on your website that you're also working with this, with one foundation or association, which is working to have one of the most famous Czech novels of the 19th century translated into Dutch. It's, of course, Babička, Grandmother, in English. How is that going, and who are the people who want to see Babička translated into Dutch?
Yeah, well, that's quite a rarity. It's even not an official foundation. It's more a group of very enthusiastic people, all of them Dutch, or most of them Dutch, and some of them with some Czech, someone in the family, an ancestor, years ago, generations ago. So they have, all of them, some kind of feeling for the Czech Republic, and somehow they got the idea that such a book like Babička should be translated, but they never could find anyone to publish it and to translate it. So they decided to collect the money for it themselves, and they are busy now with it for years. You know, it's an organization which is independent of the Czech Center, obviously, but we try to support them, at least in the fields of publicity, or when we organize events and there is public and we have some material about their work, we can distribute it and we can put it on our website and that kind of things.
That was the head of the Czech Center in The Hague, Petra Princová, ending a report by Jan Richter. Thanks for that, Jan.